It's music time in Africa.
Hello again, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle in Washington, D.C., USA, and a very good Sunday evening to you, friends. This is your regular weekly program on VOA's Africa service, bringing you some of the best in African music. We bring you the old and the new, but all wonderful sounds for a nice evening of easy listening. And always, something special for you, selected by your VOA Music Man for Africa, my colleague Leo Sarkeesian. And this is something special. Friends First, a group from South Africa with a message for all of us. We see a new Africa, the title song from an album by Friends First, a South African interracial group that has a message and a vision. This record album was the group's first production, and we introduced it for the first time in December 1987 when Jackson Khosa and Malcolm Duplessis of the group visited us here in our studios in Washington. Well, we're going to play part of our conversation with them again for you, the talk that we had with Jackson and Malcolm, because we think it has an important message for everyone, and we'll bring that to you right after this. A brief reminder that this program, Music Time in Africa, is coming to you on the Africa service of the Voice of America from our studios in Washington, D.C., USA. And we're broadcasting on shortwave on the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands on shortwave. Your radio in Southern Africa can also pick us up on medium wave on 621 kilohertz, and we do hope you're tuning in, South Africa. VOA's Africa service is on the air every day, 7 days a week, with special programs for you, programs like Daybreak Africa, African Panorama, and Nightline Africa. Listening to these programs means you'll always be in touch with what's happening in Africa and the rest of the world. And what's more, you'll always get the accurate and the full story about what's happening in the news direct from the newsroom of the Voice of America in Washington. Out of the political turmoil in South Africa comes a group of young people, an interracial group of blacks and whites, united in the hope of bringing a message of reconciliation, replacing prejudice and suspicion. The idea of forming the musical group, Friends First, was conceived by a young pastor from the city of Durban, Malcolm Du Plessis. At first, it was a folk jazz trio and later expanded as other white and black musicians and singers caught the vision and joined in. As I mentioned earlier, Malcolm and Jackson Hoxha, another member of the band, were here in Washington and visited Leo and me here in our studios. Here's Jackson telling us how he became involved with Friends First.
Well, my involvement with Friends First started some years ago because I became a friend to Malcolm, even before this vision came to pass. But as he began to talk to me about what he wants to do, I was very much interested. So that is how I came to know Malcolm.
I understand there's reason for a lot of excitement in terms of what's going on with Friends First, and that it's a whole reconciliation movement that's going on in South Africa that's generating a lot of interest worldwide. Malcolm, you started the group. Could you give us some information about the origin and the history of Friends First? Malcolm Du Plessis.
It's been very much an evolutionary process, what we've done with the group. About, quite honestly, in 1984, I was praying and God laid very clearly on my heart that the church that I was involved in the city of Durban, South Africa, needed to pray for our country. And clearly, God led us to fast and pray for 3 weeks, the entire community, for our nation. And during that time, one of the fellows wrote a song called Lord of Africa. His name is Nick Payton. He's a grandson of the very well-known writer and politician Alan Payton, who wrote the book Cry the Beloved Country. And this song became like an anthem for our time of royal prayer for the nation. It soon spread throughout different churches all over the country. And I was involved with, have been involved in the media with different of the key creative people for years. And we eventually assembled a whole lot of us together who were friends first, as opposed to just doing it because we wanted to make money. So we did a whole music project because we were already in relationship, and that meant black and white people, which happens, but not that overwhelmingly in our country. And we did a recording project together. The group actually was the next step. We didn't plan to form a band, but as a result of doing this recording project together of songs of hope for our country, this band has emerged, which is 50% black, 50% white people. And we're totally opposed to the system of apartheid, but we've chosen to be far more involved in motivating racial reconciliation in our country as opposed to perpetual protest, which just causes pleasant problems.
Yes, it does. But yeah. We have a solution for the moment anyway, mm-hmm. because right now I want to stop you for just a second and give a listen to Lord of Africa, the record that you just mentioned, which was sort of the catalyst for the group.
Yeah.
Malcolm, that is an absolutely magnificent song.
Oh, great.
What actually inspired the words to that? It's so beautiful.
Our thinking at the time, the whole group of musicians across the place talking through the implications of reconciliation, we very much wanted to have something that the Christians could sing in the country that contextualized their faith, spoke out against the evil of apartheid, but yet put it in context of God's power to reconcile.
Jackson, as a black South African that's now traveling worldwide with an integrated group, what reaction you get from the people in South Africa on both sides?
The message that Friends First brings, it's a relevant message to all people, whether black or white. In South Africa, there are ideological warfares at the moment. So we don't have ideologies, we only have life. So whosoever needs life receives life. So we are not a controversial type of group in the sense of challenging people. We are just presenting a message of life, a message of reconciliation.
One of the songs on the album is called Lament.
I think the song Lament is actually communicating what is going on in the hearts of faithful people inside South Africa. It's a cry of a heart that is convicted of its sin, the sin of racism, the sin of supremacy or inferiority. So I believe that people are crying out to God and showing that our sins are exposed. So what? There is only one thing that we can do as South Africans is to cry to God and ask Him for mercy and grace and forgiveness.
Oh Lord, our God, who keeps His covenant of love, we have sinned and done wrong. Turned away from your righteousness, our ear has been closed to your commands. Of scorn. Disaster has come upon the land of our birth. Africa lies broken and torn.
The music is so unique in that particular piece, Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
What motivated the kinds of sounds that we just heard in that song, Lament?
all the music is the result of the different kind of backgrounds that all of us have had. The Joe who produced the album is from Maryland, America, but he's lived in South Africa his whole life, so he has his unusual background, and he's very involved in electronic music. So what we did in that song was we took a regular African mbira and sampled it on a sampling synthesizer and then regurgitated it. So what we have is this electronic version of indigenous African instruments, East African flute, and we put it all on the keyboard and played it. So it's quite naughty in a way, but it was really fun. So what we've got is we've got the synthesis between these raw African sounds. So it means if we perform them, you're not necessarily watching people play. You're getting the modern version. You're getting a real funny combination, but it's been very powerful. That song, Lament, has probably been one of the most well-received songs of this album in the nation.
And I'd like for you to introduce this next song, Standing in the Fire of Love. That's a unique title. Tell me about that. Who thought up that title?
Well, it was Steve, one of the guys who... He wrote it actually with the black lady and the two of them together. And it's very much just a commitment to the love of God in our situation. There's such hatred and a commitment to being steadfast in His love.
Okay, we'll listen now to the song, Standing in the Fire of Love.
In times like these, scattered fields, there is a hope that conquers all. Unity. God is restoring His love to this land. We are coming together. The skies are dark, but in this land, the drought will be broken. God's rain. It's washing away all our darkest past. We are coming together.
Well, we know that the group First Friends now is 50-50, so to speak.
Okay.
50% black, 50% white. I assume that you're all from South Africa.
Oh, very definitely.
Okay,
yes.
Malcolm, how did you get involved with this group?
Well, I've very much been the spearhead force behind it. But I would say that up till a very few years ago, I could be classified in South Africa with most white people who were the victims of the system, who were just totally ignorant and lived lives, never regarded myself as a racist person, but never went really to the energy to do anything that would change the country, because I was just the victim of something that just made me isolated. And at the time of the fast that I mentioned earlier, it was a real time of my heart having to come to terms with that and making a commitment to prioritizing coming to terms with my Africanness, with my South Africanness, the fact that I'm going to live there probably for the rest of my life, and that I needed to have some involvement. And as I began to really desire to do something new, it was just incredible the way God actually opened doors for me to build friendships with black people that I know that will last till death, that have been so powerful. And even though I don't speak any African languages, to be accepted in so many places has been the most wonderful privilege. To know Soweto, the township of Soweto, drive around it where no white people go there because it's too dangerous, has been one of the most invigorating experiences.
It must give you a very special feeling. How did you go about finding the black members of the group?
Well, very much it happened. We just met.
Just naturally.
Yeah. We got all different stories I could mention that would take hours, but sure. We met in different places, all different musicians. We just had each of us, we had different kind of collective meetings where just something happened that we were joined together in such a powerful way. And Jackson I'd met independently probably 4 years ago. And so that's just been my experience of being a white person. I'd say the sin of the white people in our country is total ignorance and apathy. And we live sort of these first world existences in a third world country. And it's been such a wonderful thing to discover my roots and get involved.
Discovering roots. That's a nice way to look at it, Malcolm. How did you get involved with the group, Jackson? What motivated you to get involved with an integrated singing group that's now traveling worldwide?
Well, one thing I want to say to you is that I would like to say that most of the black young people are very frustrated because of the political situation. Well, with me, I grew up in a village. You know, in the villages in South Africa, you are not exposed to the political situation until you go to high schools or you go to cities. So that is what happened to me. I was first exposed to the political situation when I was at high school. And I can tell you that I was actually tempted, you know, because during those time, it was the time that a movement which is called Black Consciousness arose. And at the very same time, I heard the gospel. So I accepted the Lord Jesus. But I lived a very frustrated life inside the church as a Christian because I did not find any people who are relevant to the situation in our country. So I can truly say that it took me some years to meet different people among the white community and black community who could actually present the kingdom of God to the society in a relevant way. So when I met Malcolm and some of the other people, even though we cannot say we are perfect, but I tell you we've got something in common, that we are no longer submitting to white consciousness or black consciousness, but to righteous consciousness, which is the kingdom of God. So that is how I came across Friends First.
The songs are so powerful on the album, We See a New Africa. The last song, for instance, Standing in the Fire of Love. As you're aware, we started the show off with that power-packed song, We See a New Africa, which is the title song to the album that you're promoting here in the United States right now.
Yes.
All the music is so beautiful. But one of the ones that I especially enjoy listening to is Jubalani Africa. Tell us a little bit about that.
I am actually a minister of the gospel. I preach the gospel in the townships and in the villages. And I was very excited when we went out some few weeks ago to my village, which is around about 7,000 people, where my parents are.
Where is it located and what's the name of it?
You know, in South Africa, we've got what we call homelands.
Yes.
So I am from a homeland called Gazankulu.
Gazankulu.
It's a homeland of the Shangan tribe.
Shangan.
Those are the most kindest people you can come across.
I believe you. I agree. So hello to all and I tell you, Jackson Hose's family in Shangan.
And I tell you, I can invite all Americans. They will meet some very hospitable people there.
You are a lovely Shangan. If you're an example of what we have in South Africa, I'd love to go. Would you like to say hello to your family? I mean, I'd love to hear it. I'm sure they're all around the radio, hopefully listening to Music Time in Africa.
Oh, namisheweta inkweru hivitra hosea ina Yesu Kriste. I've just said, I greet you all in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus.
Beautiful. What a nice way to say hello to family.
Yes. So what you have been asking me about the song with Jabulani,
yes.
Africa.
Jabulani, by the way, excuse me if I can interrupt.
Sure.
Means rejoice. It's a command.
Rejoice, yeah.
To rejoice.
Rejoice. That's a lovely title. A nice way to end the program today. Mm. We're glad that you could take time out to visit us here at Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. And greetings to all your family and friends there.
Oh,
hopefully
great.
They'll be listening. And we wish you all the best and hope that in your travels you'll be able to come and share with us again here at the Voice of America.
Oh, lovely.
Thanks a lot.
Again, thank you to Malcolm Du Plessis and to Jackson Khosa, both of South Africa. Friends First,
We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Jabulani Africa by Friends First. It's coming up next, right after this reminder that you're tuned to the Voice of America, and this is VOA's Africa service. And here's my address for corresponding, and first my name, I'll spell it for you, Rita Rochelle. Rita is R-I-T-A. Rochelle is R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547. USA. And if you're a regular listener, you know that we always give an alternate address. It might be a little less expensive if you use this one. I'm not sure, but let's try it anyway. Send your letters to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. And now, by Friends First, rejoice, Jabulani Africa. Jabulani Africa by Friends First from South Africa, from the group's premier album, We See a New Africa. And that's it for this first edition of Music Time in Africa. I'll be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now with our second edition. We'll bring you another full half hour of some of the best in pop music by Africa's finest musicians and music groups. Friends, that's at 1930 GMT. So stay right there by your radio so that you don't miss us. And also because next is a report of the latest news, followed by VOA's Encounter, an important discussion presenting opinions on the issues facing America and the world. All on your station for the best, the Voice of America. This is Rita Rochelle with my love to all of you.